Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 30 degrees today, Pretoria 32 and Polokwane 31. The last of six children who died of food poisoning in Naledi, Soweto, will be laid to rest this morning. Katleo Oliphant was in grade one.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the Oliphant's family during this difficult time. The department will continue to offer support to the affected families and the school communities.
Spokesperson for the Department of Education in Gauteng, Steve Mabona, confirmed that the funeral will be held at the Naledi Community Hall in Soweto. And yesterday in Tzaneen, the former finance minister, Tito Mboweni, was laid to rest. President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered his eulogy, saying the former governor of the Reserve Bank championed economic transformation as well as fiscal discipline and evidence-based policymaking. Ramaphosa says Mboweni became minister of finance when the country was emerging from the era of state capture and as the country had to confront a devastating global pandemic.
With him at the helm, the National Treasury set itself on a collaborative course with the rest of government to restore policy and regulatory certainty. This would culminate in the establishment of Operation Vulindlela.
And then to the Eastern Cape, where another mass shooting transpired on Friday night. So the MEC for Transport and Community Safety in the province, Xolile Ngata, has strongly condemned the fatal shooting of five family members outside of Mthatha on Friday. The department spokesperson, Makaya Komisa, says the family was asleep in two different houses in a yard when two unknown males entered and shot them.
The MEC is making a clarion call on all the people to work with police and report these brazen criminals so that they can be arrested and account for their actions.
Let's move to the Middle East. According to Gaza's civil defense agency, an Israeli airstrike on a residential area killed at least 73 Palestinians in the territory's north. Israel said it struck a Hamas terror target. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran-backed Hezbollah of trying to assassinate him. His office says a drone was launched towards his residence in the central town of Kaysaria. He and his wife were not home and they were no injuries. And while all of this is happening, the Israeli army ordered civilians in Lebanon in two neighborhoods in the south of Beirut to immediately evacuate. The military says it will be targeting Hezbollah targets in the area. And finally, the Rock of Hall, or rather, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has three new names. Cher, Mary J. Blige, and Ozzy Osbourne, they were inducted last night during a star-studded concert gala. And Dua Lipa kicked off the evening with a performance of Believe with Cher, joining the pop star on stage to finish her 1998 smash hit. And this song was credited as the first one to use auto-tune technology as an instrument. I'm Marlene Fischer with Nies. Die 6de leerling wat dood is na voedselvergiftiging in Naledi Soweto word vandag begrawe.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
Talking to me, Christine, Christine, such a sense of loss, and the baby cried, Christine.